This is Joyce Van Patten, and you're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's amazing...
Colossal
podcast. Is that okay?
I can't work with her.
Well, the hell with you.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing Colossal Obsessions, and we're once again recording at Nutmeg with our engineer Frank Verderosa. I fucked up.
Verderosa.
Well, that's because he lost those.
Of course, he has it coming.
Show.
Our pal Drew Friedman is back with us, and we are also joined by the talented Kevin Daugherty.
Hello,
Kevin has been here before. He quizzed us. He's the GGACP quiz master. He's also a filmmaker. He's a writer-director. He's worked for Nickelodeon, and he's directed music videos and done all kinds of cool shit, and he is now making the documentary about our pal Drew.
That was me. That's me.
Called?
Vermeer of the Borscht Belt.
Love it. Where'd you get that title?
From who's the gentleman? Who?
Stephen Heller? Stephen Heller, when he reviewed my old Jewish comedian's book in the New York Times, coined that phrase.
Right, and it stuck.
Basically, it's a working title, but we like it.
And I just can't spell Borscht or Vermeer.
That's fine.
So.
Well, young people don't know who Vermeer is or what or Borscht is.
Well, they didn't see the Penn Jillette movie.
So, you know, right.
Penn Jillette brought that up, that there's another Vermeer.
How is the doc coming along?
It's coming along good. We've done a lot of really cool stuff with a lot of really cool people, like Eddie Gordetsky, the producer-writer. Meryl Marco, who wrote the intro to Chosen People, Drew's new book. Mike Judge, we interviewed, who
Great.
Was fantastic. He's a big fan of Drew's. Never met Drew before. Was the first guy to say, I'll do it. I don't care. I want to be there.
Wonderful.
Who am I leaving out?
Mark Maron,
who was just terrific.
Did you get George Maharis?
George Maharis is in the works.
The first interview Kevin did was with my dad. Bruce,
and your dad, yes.
Bruce
I'm sorry.
J. Friedman.
Wonderful.
That was the first interview he did.
Wonderful.
And I was there for support, and they filmed me and my dad together. The footage I've seen is beautiful. You know, I'm really happy.
Wonderful.
And a couple of people in this room were looking forward to getting, no names. You
know? Okay. Have you seen Gilbert's doc?
Yes, I did.
It's quite good,
it is
isn't
fantastic.
It? It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's called Gilbert.
they come up with that title.
It's about Billy Gilbert.
It's revealed later on.
That's a vague title. I don't know.
It's kind of like Hat Full of Rain. It's not till like later in the play that you realize what that means.
It's like that Anthony Newley title to that film with Georgie Jessel.
Hieronymus Bob Merkin.
Yes.
Mercy Hieronymus.
Mercy Hump.
Will Hieronymus Merkin marry Mercy Humpy and find true happiness?
Classic.
Put that on the marquee.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, and Anthony Newley was a Jew.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. Just his birthday yesterday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Married to Joan Collins.
Wow.
What do you got for us, Kev? You've
trivia.
Come to stump the band?
We've got, this is more like the podcast SATs, I think. We got some math questions here.
We asked Drew to sit in because he knows the show.
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
You know, like I said, we've done these before, but I put a lot of work in these. I got some new stuff because you can't come back and keep doing the same material over and over and over again.
why are you looking at Gilbert?
And if I get some napkins in here and some bar trays, I got a couple.
Do the Norman Fell jokes.
Yeah. Burt Lahr jokes go over well.
They do. The kids love them.
Okay, so we're going to keep track. So everything in this relates to a podcast, a previous guest, or somebody associated with the podcast. Like, you ready? You want to hit one?
Okay.
We're ready. This is exciting.
First podcast. I gave it away. I said guy. So there's a little hint. Born in Trenton, he played a character named Harvey Korman on a popular sitcom. He was the voice of Tom in the Tom and Jerry movie, the first Tom and Jerry feature-length film. He's currently on TV as the mayor of Gotham City on Gotham. 200 film and TV credits. Nominated for a Tony.
I think he's been here 200 times.
Yeah.
Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess.
Perfecto Tellez?
That's it. That's correct.
I think Frank knows it.
I know who it is. He was just here a couple of weeks ago.
He's a very wonderful person.
Fuck.
Oh, this is horrible.
No, you, what else could we,
Yeah, he played a character named Harvey Korman.
His old roommate was a reporter on
Wally
Evening
Cox.
Magazine.
He was in Carol Burnett's, he was in one of the Carol Burnett variety shows,
The second one. The one nobody watched.
He was a repertory player. He was in a repertory company.
Oh, it wasn't Ronnie Schell.
No.
Don't give it away. Gilbert doesn't know.
What else?
He hasn't a clue.
Okay.
All right, one for me, Richard
one
Kind.
Richard Kind. This is a weird one.
Gilbert, you have to disqualify Gilbert in a way because he doesn't know anyone that he doesn't understand. He doesn't remember any of the previous guests.
Well, we'll see.
When we had Drew Friedman on, Gil?
Remember when we had Kevin Doherty on?
Jew Dots?
I'm looking for guests. I was looking for guests that won, what's the Emmy, Grammy, Tony?
Oh, an EGOT.
Yeah. The closest I got to the
one.
EGOT. But I got a runner-up. Well, no, these
one.
Are people. A guy who's been nominated. This podcast guest is known primarily as a stand-up. But he made his acting debut playing a security guard in 1979 on WKRP in Cincinnati. He was nominated for a Grammy and an Emmy. That Emmy's pretty recently. And he won an Oscar.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
We talked about his Oscar.
Oh, did you? Where does he have it?
That's a good question. Gil?
Wasn't George C. Scott.
He was great on the show.
He was great.
I loved having George C. Scott in here.
Stephen
Wright, yes. He won an Oscar for The Appointments of Dennis Jennings.
Yes. That's right.
It's a very funny, strange film.
Yes.
Number three, searching Google for Gilbert Gottfried, you get 400,000 results. According to Google, during what month saw the highest number of searches for Gilbert Gottfried in 2016? What month do people search for your name more than any other month?
This is like a Jewish holiday. Why is this month different from all other months?
Kind of. Anybody want to take a guess?
This tricky one.
This is a fascinating
the month
question.
That most people search for Gilbert's name. I don't know why. I'm not going to tell you why because I have no idea. It's inexplicable.
Is there an orange festival? In the fall?
Caesar Romero's birthday?
Is there a glass coffee table?
Convention. A yearly glass coffee table
there
convention.
There must be, actually.
Yeah.
It's a sort of, I would say, there's a week in this month that has a distinction on the calendar that you would make. And it's not necessarily
I think you lost us on that.
Wow,
yeah,
I'm completely lost.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay, so the month is December. Between up to 100,000 people search for your name in December 2016, between the week of Christmas and New Year's. Why? I don't know.
That's fascinating.
There's no answer.
See, now that's something we all should have known.
What's the most?
I'm kicking myself.
The most common Gilbert-related searches on Google include, number one is Gilbert Gottfried, 50 Shades.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's very
popular.
The video's
been seen over 3 million times. The number two Google search related to Gilbert is Gilbert Gottfried voice. There's a whole list of these.
Yes.
I have 20 of them if you want to know.
Yeah, no fair sucking up to Gilbert to get him interested in the game,
but
by the way.
The number 22.
Gilbert is not going to buy a computer.
He's not going to.
The number 22 Gilbert Gottfried related query on Google is Gilbert Gottfried fired. And number 23 is Gilbert Gottfried wife.
Wow. Not duck. Or tsunami or.
But March 2011 saw the highest number of searches ever for Gilbert Gottfried, and March 2015 was the runner-up. That was those were two unfortunate months for me. I don't know if you want to get into
those were attorneys
in those months.
Those were all attorneys.
Yeah. And last Gilbert fact: India is the country that searches the least for your name. Which I thought, okay, but then...
We don't give a shit about Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, but he's in Aladdin.
Really? Wow.
Who gives a fuck about Gilbert Gottfried?
Because, you know, you're not the voice of the duck in the Indian version of Aladdin.
Yeah, I should
or the parrot. I mean, the parrot. You're not the parrot. You're not in that.
Of all the countries on the globe...
India?
Yeah.
India.
Yeah. No. Less than Chad.
cancel your trip.
Maldives.
We're talking about countries with...
Okay.
You know... Computer services.
One time I saw something that said how many fans I have in Saudi Arabia.
It was a negative number.
And how many?
All right, Kev.
I don't know. I had a few.
Okay. Of the following people, who would weigh 22.7 pounds on the moon? A, Frank Santopadre, B, Gilbert Gottfried, or C, Frank Verderosa?
I'm going to go Frank Verderosa.
Anybody else?
That sounds like you're working Frank into the show.
I can't argue with that.
Frank Santopadre would weigh 27.3 pounds on the moon.
Uh-huh.
Gilbert would weigh 22.7 pounds on the moon. So the answer is you.
Wow.
Okay. The moon's gravity is 16% of the Earth's gravity. So that's according to what Dara said
you
weigh.
He is going out of his way to work you into this in the worst.
Oh,
so that you'll actually stay awake.
Everyone is going, that's the first one that's the second one I got wrong. Yeah.
I know the answer, though.
Only Carl Sagan were here.
The answer is, who gives a shit?
Okay, here's a tricky one. You got to pay close attention to this one. This is a... I would say this person is a podcast favorite.
Ooh.
She started out in the music business at TVT Records. TVT Records was originally put out something called...
TV Tunes.
She later worked with somebody named Jill Sobele, who did that song called I Kissed
the
Girl.
Sure,
she was worked at EMI and Interscope. Her husband is another podcast favorite who has more than 150 credits on Internet Movie Database. Who is this person? It's a woman, I'll give you that much.
I think I know. Montgomery Clift?
No.
I know.
She worked at TVT Records.
I know
who
it is.
She worked a lot in the music business. Her husband's, he's kind of a comedian. Who is it?
The answer is your wife.
Yes.
He was struggling with it.
Yeah, until you gave him the clue.
Yes.
Her husband is a comedian. He had no idea.
And for the record, Dara said he won't, he'll have no idea.
Way to go, Dara.
Beautiful.
She's been vindicated.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
And now back to the show. All right.
This Bronx-born
podcast. That was sad.
You knew that?
Sorry, I brought us everybody down now.
I knew that she worked for, I knew the record company she
this
worked for.
Bronx-born podcast guest once told Donald Trump, "I'm so not your type. I'm smart, my boobs are real, and I speak English." She made her film debut in Crocodile Dundee 2. In 1988. She made her Tonight Show debut in 1989. Who is this person?
We haven't, we've only had something like 30 women on the show, I'm ashamed to say.
Yeah.
So I've got a one in 30 shot. I'm not your type and my boobs are real?
Yeah,
oh.
I speak English.
Susie Essman?
Hey, bingo!
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
I don't know how I pulled that.
Beautiful, Drew.
It just sounds like something she would say.
That's nice. I apologize, Susie.
In 1920, J. Stuart Foote of the Imperial Furniture Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan, invented what very important piece of household furniture?
Gil?
Oh, well, this I should know.
What furniture comes up the most?
Right now, everyone's going, glass coffee table!
We got one!
Bingo.
There's some evidence of a glass coffee table appearing in the 20s, but it wasn't coined a coffee table until much later, and that's pretty much the official.
What year was Danny Thomas born? I think they might have coincided.
You know, the glass coffee table story is in Portnoy's Complaint.
Oh,
is it really?
In 1969.
Wow.
I think Danny Thomas born 1914. I think I have.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Amos Jacob?
He was just coming. He was still a lad.
And what did Danny Thomas's wife say? Christ's sake, she is a coaster.
Nice. His TV wife or the real wife?
Now, did Danny Thomas star in a version of The Jazz Singer?
Yes, of course.
Terrible.
Yes, he did.
Terrible. With Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee.
As did Neil Diamond and Jerry Lewis.
Later on.
And
yeah.
Yes,
right.
Jerry Neil Lewis Diamond. Won, but he was a clown. He wasn't.
Was he?
He wasn't.
Do you remember who played his parents on that TV version?
No.
Jerry Lewis, Molly Picon.
Mm. Wow.
And I believe Alan Reed, the voice of Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
That's good trivia.
It's an interesting thing.
And he was also a blackmailer or private eye in The Postman Rings Twice.
Alan Reed was?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Alan Reed.
I remember he was in The Monkees. I remember he was the Monkees' landlord.
Yep.
And I remember as a kid watching that movie.
And you hear the voice.
Yeah. And I thought, this is freakish.
It's fun.
That's Fred Flintstone.
All right, here's one. How many dicks have been on the podcast? A, more than four. B, less than four.
Hang on.
Well, including me.
Include people who go by the name Richard?
No.
Oh.
Well, not Richard Cavett.
Well, Dick
Cavett.
Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Who?
Yeah.
Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett, yeah.
Dick Miller.
Yeah.
We never got Dick Gordy, eh?
No, Dick passed away. Right,
Dick Sargent, did you have him?
No, he's
no.
Dead.
Dick York?
No, they're both long gone.
Sad.
Dick, well, Dick Cavett, Dick Miller, Dick Van Dyke, Dick DiBartolo was here.
Oh, that's four. You're missing one. This is a tough one.
Oh,
Lord, there's one more.
What, was he on a bonus episode or a full episode?
I don't remember. I think it was a bonus.
Dick Manitoba was never here.
No.
I give on the fifth.
Dick Gutman, the PR guy.
Dick so Gutman.
More than five.
Okay.
Five dicks.
Yeah. Wow, nice.
Okay, so I'm going to name, this is a hard one. Boy, this is the 6 degrees of podcast separation.
Okay,
so
my head's going to explode.
A bunch of roles in a bunch of television shows. Each of these television shows featured a podcast guest. And who is the person who they all have in common? This person has appeared on shows with every podcast guest I'm going to name.
You following this, Gil?
No.
Your head's going to explode.
I stopped paying attention right. in an hour.
This you person, lost him after the coffee table.
This person is a thespian who's been on Wings with
Stephen
Weber.
Well, that doesn't matter who he likes to go to bed with.
I'm not going to judge.
I think I already know the answer.
Well, I think it's... He's a... I'm giving it away. But,
yeah, don't give
okay.
it
Okay. This person
it,
was...
It.
It was on Wings with Stephen Weber.
Yeah.
For Your Consideration with Michael McKean, The Michael J. Fox Show with Richard Kind, Hot in Cleveland, which featured Carl Reiner in that episode, Boston Legal with Chuck McCann, Dickie Roberts with Bobby Slayton, I'm with Lucy with Robert Klein. This one actor has been in all these shows with podcast guests.
Did you say Michael McKean already?
Yes. So it's not any of those.
I'm going to guess first.
Go ahead.
Craig Bierko.
Bing!
Wow!
More than 78 credits on Intermittent.
True, you are impressing.
Starred on Broadway in Guys and Dolls.
I knew
the
he was,
man.
Yeah, incredible talent. I knew he was on Wings.
Yes.
And I knew he was, he performed with Richard Kind. So.
That's right. Very good, Kevin.
Okay, here's
impressive.
Here's a
Gilbert has
one.
No memory of Craig Bierko being on the show. Or Richard Kind, who was here 2 weeks ago.
According to the U.S. You,
and I'm
you,
not familiar with Danny Thomas.
He won't know who you are tomorrow.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, fishermen, loggers, pilots, and roofers have some of the deadliest jobs in America. I'm going to give you three job classifications, and I want you to put them in order of danger from the least dangerous to the most dangerous.
What does this have to do with the podcast exactly?
Hold on. This is the we're going by the mortality rate of what people do.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of the most dangerous jobs in America is being a logger, you know, chopping down trees.
Okay.
So put these...
all right, now, would Boris Karloff be...
What would he be, an actor?
He was some kind of worker or something.
A coal
like
miner or something,
logger.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what were the jobs?
And he hurt his foot, and he walked with a limp.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's how it happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which of these persons, let's just say this, who has the highest mortality rate? Residents of Mississippi, fishermen, or guests on the podcast?
Oh, I see.
I'm
going to
say guest on the podcast.
You're correct.
Do you have a list who have died? I mean, of guests who have
yes,
died?
Yes, we've only lost five.
The U.S.
Kaplan,
don't get carried away.
Joe Franklin,
Adam West.
Fishermen have a 0.1 mortality rate. Podcast guests have a 2.2 mortality rate.
This is probably a bad time to mention this, but
make sure the mic can hear you, Frankie.
You mentioned Hugh Hefner on the show that came out today.
We did.
And he died probably as they were releasing
it. We did.
We
also did a Raging Bull bit 2 days before Frank Vincent died.
Oh, my God. That's right.
So the most dangerous job in America by a factor of 10 is being on the podcast.
Wow. Don't let that get out.
I'm nervous.
I'm feeling so good myself.
I'm feeling nervous now.
Drew's starting to get flush.
If the population of Israel is 75% Jewish, the population of the United States is 2.2% Jewish, what percentage of podcast guests are Jewish?
You mean this podcast
yes.
in particular?
And I'll give you multiple choice. 12%, 22%, or 56%?
I'm going to say 56.
Yeah, me too.
I hope.
22%.
That's all.
Gilbert. We got to get more Jews on the show.
Yeah.
This room is 50% right now.
Call Rabbi Shmuley.
Yeah.
What Jews can you line up?
I'll get some Jews in here.
I got one more.
Well, it's hard to find Jews who work in showbiz.
Or live in New York.
Yes.
22%. Okay. This is I'll give you a multiple choice because we could be here all night if I don't give you a multiple choice for this one. What is the average age of a podcast guest? Is it 67, 53, or 72?
I'm going to say 53. It's going to be an off.
Let me hear those numbers again.
67, 53, or 72? I think I'm the fourth youngest person ever to appear on the podcast.
How old are you?
I'm 56.
Well, let's see.
We've had a bunch of 90-year-olds.
I think we had 10 people in their 90s.
10?
Let's see. Quickly.
What do you got?
Roger Corman.
Yeah.
Charlotte Ray. Dick Van Dyke. Norman Lear. Al Jaffe.
Larry Storch.
Larry Storch.
Oh, Larry, yeah.
Bill Macy.
Oh, Bill Macy, yeah.
Joe Franklin was in his
80s. Franklin was 88.
Yeah.
Marvin, how old?
Was 89. Oh. So, but I'm forgetting
a couple. What are you going by? 180-something guests? Is that what I got?
You said Carl Reiner, right?
I said Carl Reiner. Norman Lear. Yeah. We've had, I'm forgetting somebody, but we've had more than a few people in their 90s.
Well, that kind
and of bunch of and a bunch of 80-year-olds, and I think the youngest guest we had was Michael Oliver.
Oh, that's right.
The problem child.
Yes.
And Josh Groban.
And then me.
Well, Apatow's younger than you are.
Oh, Apatow, yeah.
And also there were a couple of other younger people.
I'm 59, so. But the first time I was on, I was 56.
Right. I don't know. I was 30 when I started this show.
So the answer is
rapidly aging.
Well. The average guest age is 72.4 years.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Is that high or low? Jeez. What are you thinking?
These days, that sounds young to me.
On our show, the average age is 72.
70 is that's the new 90. Little...
At our age, it's such a little pitchy.
Like a youngster.
That's amazing.
That's it. That's all I got.
Great. Wow.
Great.
That's a lot.
Who's the winner?
I don't know. Kathy was keeping track. Who?
Who, Kathy?
Gilbert wins.
Gilbert?
No, I think so.
I only had two right ins.
More than I did.
I only chimed in twice.
Three. I was the winner?
I think so. What do we have for him?
Gilbert wins. What is he?
What do we have, Johnny Olsen?
A brand new car.
Have you had Johnny Olsen on the show?
No.
How about
we had Wink Martindale.
Have you had Rummy Bishop on the show?
Who?
Joey Bishop's brother, Rummy. You know about him, don't you?
No, I don't.
Involve a glass coffee table?
Google him.
I don't know. Rummy, Joey Bishop has a brother?
His brother, Rummy Bishop. You don't know this?
Nope. Okay, nope. Sorry. Nope.
I digress.
I want to know why Gilbert's so unpopular in India.
It's not that obvious because I tell you, he's in Aladdin and the parrot, and that's an Indian story. It should be.
Wow.
This is why I think it was the last time I worked a comedy club.
Didn't work out.
Have you ever played in Europe? Like a club in Europe?
Yeah. Have you ever played overseas?
England, I worked in maybe once or twice years ago, and I don't think they had any idea what the fuck I was
doing. Well, how about, did they love you in France, at least?
Yeah, I'm considered a genius.
Okay.
There's an opening I heard.
Not in Calcutta.
That one I could figure out.
Oh, God. Would you like to apologize to Kathy for screwing her name up?
Oh.
And Kevin, as long as he's here. You did some masterful research there, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Do you find yourself doing any soul searching when you're sitting there at 2 in the morning
Googling
the history of coffee tables?
No, I got...
That's a good one.
Like I said, I live in Wilkes-Barre. I got nothing better to do.
So what's going on with the doc in terms of...
It's moving forward, as they say.
Okay.
A lot of stuff's going on. We have a lot of interest, a lot of people.
We have a potential...
We're looking at August finishing-ish.
Okay.
You know, I'll be done, you know, and then we have to start putting it out there. And a couple film festivals are interested. It's early to talk.
How much
do you
share about your actual process in this doc?
That hasn't happened. Kevin actually, you know, I've done a little, he's filmed me in my studio, but we haven't actually commenced with interviews yet about,
okay.
Or, you know, but I'm prepared to show, you know, how I draw and the whole process.
We're going to do some of that kind of nerdy kind of, what kind of pencil do you stuff that people,
it's like,
you know.
There have been cartoonists documentaries
right.
in the past,
sure.
and some of them
the
are
Hirschfeld,
great.
Hirschfeld docs.
Hirschfeld
good.
And Robert Crumb especially.
Yeah.
That's the gold standard.
Right, of course.
But cartoonists don't really lead very interesting lives. You know,
well, it's not an action thing.
They basically sit at their desks and draw. You know, so it's just not a lot. But, you know, with me, you know, you get the Jewish comedians involved
right.
and my dad.
We
and,
get to see the
friends.
Museum, I assume?
Yes. It's more about the work. You know, it's not an – it's hard to say. What is – you know, people always point to music documentaries or Gilbert's great documentary. But what do I do with Drew? You know, I can't just show him drawing a picture every 10 minutes. So it's more about this world that he's created, about these his influences – and what these things are, like, you know, Eddie Gordesky had a great quote about Drew. He said when Drew was started drawing, you know, Jennifer Aniston and stuff, he's not like doing the old stuff. And he said, no, it's the same thing because show business is fucking weird. And these people are weird now. They were weird then. And so what is it that makes all these things part of what Drew does? It's obvious. It's not just his craft and his creativity, but what is it that kind of – the commonality between all these things.
You hate having the cameras in your face like he did? He hated part.
Haven't really gotten to that point yet where right. Kevin follows me into the bathroom and things right. like that.
Or I will.
Into our bedroom.
We want to see his headstands like Harry Storch.
Yeah, Telly's followed you.
He's got an open invitation. But, you know, Kevin brought up Jennifer Aniston. It's like, yes, I used to draw the Friends, you know, for Entertainment Weekly until I finally started a no friends policy.
I remember that.
I am not drawing the Friends anymore. I've never seen the show. I never will. I don't want to be asked to draw the Friends anymore. And they, you know, they stuck with it.
And okay. Is Gilbert still talking to Neil Berkley?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'll just, the worst that'll happen is he'll forget his name.
Yeah. We're still doing.
So hopefully Drew will still be talking to me when we're done with this.
We look forward to Vermeer of the Borscht
Thank
Belt.
You.
Now, Drew, I have to ask you.
Go ahead. Is this a question for Groucho? Or?
Well, there will be. And yes. It wasn't going to be a Groucho question, but now there will be. Did you see and what did you think of the film How to Murder Your Wife? With Jack Lemmon.
I saw it when I was a kid, so I really can't comment it now. But you know, I
oh, because it's about a cartoonist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any film,
oh,
there are
yeah.
several films about cartoonists that Jack
Artists
Lemmon.
And models, right.
Verna Lisi was very attractive.
Right.
I don't know if it holds up very well, but there are several films about.
We've talked
about
Artists
and
Model
too, where Dean Martin plays a cartoonist and Jerry Lewis is his model.
Now, so. Now you think the most accurate one was Caroline the City, right?
I was enchanted by that.
All right.
How did you know?
Not My World and Welcome to It.
William, anything with William Wyndham.
Yeah,
of
I like
course.
That.
He was a
we
cartoonist.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
It has.
With my co-host Frank Santopadre. And we've had on the guy. Oh, I forgot to ask you if you have anything to ask about.
Groucho, why did you appear in Problem Child 3?
Because Chico needed the money.
That's one word off, that answer. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank
Kevin
you.
Kevin Daugherty.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Drew Friedman.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome obsessions.